The Sentai Review, episode 136, Saban's Masked Rider. And another Wednesday means another edition of the Sentai Review. And
Masked Rider.
No, it's Masked Rider. Masked Rider. Because that's how you feel after you're done watching the show. Look, here's how much that the fans should be glad that I love them. We started this. You said, you know what? We got to do the DVD review. When's everybody off work? Because the way that their work schedule is now, their job is forcing everybody. So, Bill aside, because Bill's going to basically force himself. It doesn't matter if his job is.
Bill's already forced out.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, Bill's got to save money. For those of you who don't follow What's Up Fandom Night, which I said, go to fucking fandomnight.com and get What's Up Fandom Night. Because then we can give you guys some more of the backstory and shit. But yeah, Bill's got to go to work, regardless. Bill ain't going to be back for, like, months. I literally mean months. Like, months. It's going to be, like, the middle of July before Bill comes back type of shit.
I don't know if it's
going to
be that much.
No. With the way he's talking, it's going to be, like, the middle of July. Yeah, he's got to save up that much money for shit. Yes. So, it's going to be me and Scotty. And we're recording these in batches to a point where, since we can now film every single week, we can't really read you guys' comments at the moment. So, I mean,
so far, every week.
Well, yes, yeah, so far every week. So at least one episode every week until the guys show up next weekend. Because to date this, which I know is not a good thing, but to date this, this is
before the Super Bowl.
Yes,
so.
This is the Saturday before the Super Bowl. It is officially February the 3rd. Okay, there you go. There's the date. Today is February the 3rd, our time. Your time, it's probably going to be like
the next Wednesday.
February.
Because I got to put up the Ultraman one.
Right.
Then this one will be the following week.
So, it'll probably be, oh, God, it's going to be Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. I hate you for not getting me anything. By the way, it's Steak and Blowjob Day. Ladies, who wants to buy me a steak? Because obviously I'm not looking for the blowjob. I can take care of myself. I've been doing it for years. I'm good. I just want the steak, man. That's all I want is a steak. But all anyway. Right. So, which again, like I said, you guys should love how much it is that I love you, because I was like, yeah, Scott, it's only 40 episodes. We can knock this out, because, you know, we decided that, you know, we try to see Wednesday.
But then again, you know, we usually try to cut it in half and stuff like that.
Right, exactly. Well, at first, I said, we can knock out all 40. I'll see what the guys are up to on Wednesday. That way, then, when I get home from work at, like, 6 o'clock, you know, we can at least get started, because if it's only 40 episodes, okay, well, that's like 11 episodes a night, except for Friday, which would be like 12, or, you know, in case I wanted to watch one when I first woke up, whatever.
Should we throw in the contact info since we're
going to... 13, excuse me. No, not quite yet.
Not yet?
No,
okay.
No. Contact info could goddamn wait. I got to get this off my chest up front. So, like I said, I was like, okay, we watched 3 fucking episodes, or at least I watched 3 episodes. I'm like, Scott, I'm not doing all 40. So, this right here is going to be like the first 20 episodes. So, literally, like the first half of the show for
and,
one.
Oh, and officially, there has been no physical release as far as like a DVD in America.
Yeah, so we've been watching this shit off of YouTube using the wiki list that says here's what episode should be what, because the one playlist that you can find
on YouTube is kind of fucked up in the middle.
Hold on, let me tell you, because what is it?
I think it was like 15 was 23 and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I've got that sitting right here. Hold on, because it's supposed to be... Okay, the first 2 episodes are obviously the pilot. 3 is License to Thrill, Pet Nappers, because I think he said Pet Mappers. Bugs on the Loose, Arcade Ace, Super Gold 1, Super Gold 2, Grandmother Factory, Something's Trashy.
I think it was like number 12 or 13 where it went wonky on
11
YouTube.
Is where it gets wonky. Okay. 11 is supposed to be water everywhere. Or no, 11 is correct. 11 is water everywhere. That's correct. Then 12 is supposed to be the Christmas episode, not on the YouTube list.
Yep.
13 is supposed to be Stranger from the North, not on the YouTube list. 14 is Dance Crazy. That one is correct. 15 is Green-Eyed Monster. Nope. 16 is Heat is On. Nope. 17 is Know Your Neighbor. Finally, we get back. 18 is The Dash. 19 is Battle of the Bands. And 20 is Furbus Maximus. So those are all correct. In the middle, have fun. Because technically, by the time it got back into order, Furbus Maximus is labeled as episode 21 on the YouTube list. So have fun with that.
Oh, and have fun with the buzzing sound, too.
Right, yeah. Yeah, because since they basically went from somebody VHS copied the shit and then tried to transfer it over to digital, sometimes the graphics are shit where it's literally 240 and that's all you get. Yep. And the audio sounds like... So I'm tough. And, you know, so we got... Yeah, it literally sounds like somebody blowing into a microphone at times. But regardless, you guys know that I love you because I purposely had to take time out of watching porno in order to watch this. So you guys know I gotta love you because I love me my porno because I always gotta find more fucked up shit to screw with Shane with. That's the only reason I watch porn anymore, is to find fucked up shit to screw with Shane.
And Shane is not here anymore.
Yeah, I know, and Shane is not here because he keeps getting forced into work because their job is being poopy. So if I can't fuck with Shane, you know I'm having a bad time. So you guys got to know that I love you. So that's my Valentine's Day gift to you guys, is I love you because I'm not allowed to fuck with Shane right now. So I got to love on you guys. Now we can go into the contact okay. info.
Scott Action Jackson.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, so that was the contact info.
Look, it's our show. I do what I want, okay? You could be like,
we're Americans.
Really? Yeah, you were like, really? We're going to give away the entire show at the top? Fuck yeah. You and me are running the show. There ain't nobody here. No rules. Anarchy.
So let's hop
sex
into
violence,
so let's hop into the first two episodes, like you said, the pilot episodes, called Escape from Edenoid, even though it's not exactly spelled the way it sounds, but...
Yeah, that's yeah. just words, though. Sometimes words are not spelled the way that they sound, especially yeah. names.
But yeah, people assume that you have seen the Kamen Rider's Masked Rider's appearance in the Mighty Morphin show.
Kind of yes and kind of no.
Yeah, because from what I heard, one of the episodes later on originally had a flashback to the Mighty Morphin episode.
I can believe that.
But now, you know, the actual released one doesn't.
Yeah. Well, considering the fact, though, that basically this is my first time watching this, to my knowledge, anyway. I might have watched it a little bit when I was a kid.
But
and I was
we've
like,
also heard
yeah,
bad things about it, too.
Right, right. But like I said, like, when I was a kid, I might have watched, like, a few episodes and then just kind of fell out of it. But, I mean... I don't remember the show, so
with it
being as bad as it is, it could just be repressed memories.
With as awkward as the opening itself is.
Oh, and actually I lied because I'm looking at our Facebook messages right now because I was like, yeah, I'm on 11. You said you're on 7. I was like, you're going to love 11 because something will bring up. Looks like they flip-flop the Christmas and the Dance episode.
Yeah.
15 is unmasked, and I was like, well, pissed, now I gotta find something else. 16 is jobless, so both of those are later on down the road. 17 is heat is on, so you gotta go back to that one later. So 18, 19, okay, yeah, yeah.
Long story short for the pilot, Prince Dexter gets sent to Earth to defend Earth against Count Draco.
No, you're not doing it right. Today, on Masked Rider. Blah, blah, bullshit, blah, blah, blah.
No.
Here comes title.
No. The blah, blah, bullshit is at the end during the credits.
Well, no, there's that, too. Although, technically speaking, since this is the pilot episode, they kind of, you know, don't do the this time on Kamen Rider. They don't They don't start that until, like, episode 2. Or maybe it's episode 3. Either way. No, basically, it's... Here's the intro. Prince Dex, after giving the powers of Kamen Rider by his grandfather, the king... And basically, they give you the
grandfather the king.
Yeah, his grandfather the king. Wait a minute. Whoa. Now, I slightly understand this because of the way that the royalty system works is next in line, well, the eldest male that is next in line is always prince. So technically, grandpa is still king. Technically, his father would have been queen or
queen.
Maybe, who knows? But no, technically,
with the way those bugs are,
yeah. No, technically, his father would have been prince, and his mother would have been princess. But because mommy and daddy are no longer in the picture,
somehow,
mysterious reasons.
Don't view that plot hole.
No, I'm going to view that plot hole. The main reason why is because it's a kids' television show. They can't show people dying, in quotes. That's the reason why they're monsters. Monsters are allowed to die. People cannot die. There are several times in the show that I'm going to bring up where somebody should have been motherfucking dead. But because it's a kids' show, ain't nobody dead. The big one is the last episode we're going to talk about for a very specific reason.
Anyway.
Yeah, but anyway.
Dex gets adopted by this interesting family who has a nice-looking MILF.
Okay, look, let me go ahead and I'll bring it up right now. You know what? No, hold on. First, let's introduce all of the characters. First, you have the dad, who's a fat white dude who's allergic to fur, which I've never known anyone in the face of the planet to be allergic to fur.
Oh, King Mondo.
Yes, technically he's the voice of King Mondo.
And kind of the shape of King Mondo, too, but...
Yeah, that's another story.
Yeah.
But yeah, the dad is apparently allergic to fur, which again, I've known nobody on the face of the planet to be allergic to fur. I know people who are allergic to pet dander. That's what makes them sneeze. Usually if you're allergic to fur, that means you bust out in hives and rashes and start itching, because you can't really smell the fur, but you can smell the pet dander, and that's what fucks with your allergies. Unless, of course, the fur comes off and gets stuck in your nose, because if you have, like, if you're like me and you have
bad
cats and dogs, well, no, I was going to say, if you have cats and dogs, like, they always shed like sons of bitches.
Hmm.
Like, I could take a comb and brush my cat and literally pull up enough fur to make another cat. And that's just mine. That's not including the three others that my dad has. If we go over to Bill's and you go to, like, Scratch Balto, there's, like, fur everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
He's constantly getting baths and fucking pets and shit and brushed and everything. And there's enough fur around their house to make another Balto, and it's still weigh almost as much as him. Because that's how much fur he has. But, yeah, so there's the dad, who's allergic to fur.
And an inventor, too.
Yeah, and he's an inventor. So he makes an alien detector ray, which goes off. So then they meet the humanoid alien, which pisses me off whenever they do that shit. No, it really does. Like, if you meet an alien species, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to look human. They're going to have evolved to adapt to their planet. Unless they come from one of these planets that literally has an Earth-like atmosphere, which... Spoiler alert! He evolved from a bug! There's even an episode where he's in school, and he does a fucking thesis on how... Yeah, or no, it's a school project, how we evolve. His was how we evolved from bugs, and everybody's like, dumbass. Which, by the way, the prince is supposed to be the most intelligent thing ever. The only person more intelligent than he is his grandfather. Not a joke. The kid is supposed to be some sort of super omega genius. Why? Because he evolved from insects. Yet, while he's sitting around all day watching TV, he doesn't flip it over to the Discovery Channel, or since this is the 90s and the TLC channel was actually still the learning channel, where you learned shit.
Wait, wouldn't the National Geographic channel be on during
Yes, Nat Geo would still be on, only okay. It wouldn't be Nat Geo, it would still be National Geographic, like the full title. And they would have said several times on several occasions on several different things, we evolved from monkeys. Technically speaking, apes, considering the fact that monkeys are a subspecies of ape, but...
Instead, Dex watches
cartoons. Well, more of a cousin,
stuff.
But anyway. Yeah, instead he sits around watching Samurai Pizza Cats, which is the only thing that makes that shit enjoyable sometimes. He's just sitting around watching TV. Oh, thank you, Samurai Pizza Cats. Okay, something I can watch on this show. Other than the mom. Who apparently was a model before she got a steady acting career, with this being her first steady acting job. Who is posed in Playboy. Scott, put up the picture. Make sure you cover up the dangly bits.
Yeah.
And also be careful on which one you put up, because if you think you're getting the one with just the tits, there is a small little crease in between the legs that you can see. The other one that's in the shower, oh, baby, you see it all. But, yeah, so Mommy modeled for Playboy, and I think that's because she ended up going on to do shows like Nip Tuck and shit like that.
Yeah, I think one listing I saw was she even did House, so.
Yeah, she did House. She was also one of the, quote, Hooters waitresses from pronounce you Chuck and Larry or something.
Although most of her roles were just like one episode shows.
Right. Most of them are usually like one and done because, again, she was a model. She focused more on her modeling career, which unfortunately for most people don't realize it. If people know your name as a model, that's usually not a good thing. Usually most models are supposed to be nameless. One, so that way then they don't have to pay you anything based off, yeah, this is my name. If I go here, people are going to follow. And two, most people just don't want to know your name. They just want to look at you. Or at least most straight males and gay females. But anyway.
Yeah.
So let's move on. Then we have
the kids.
Yeah. So we'll start with the girl.
Molly.
Yep.
I didn't look up her to see if she did anything. So
I looked up a little bit. Some of these guys, they, you know, basically they were kind of child actors and like didn't really go on to do much. I think she did. But I can't remember because it wasn't anything of note because I think it was nothing I had ever heard of. Like, it was like TV and fucking film and shit that, like, I didn't pay any attention to. Of course, I could be wrong. I might have seen it and there might have been one or two things, but I was like, I don't remember them in that. I'm going to have to look that up later. And then kept going down the rabbit hole and didn't look it up. Because, luckily for me, I have YouTube Red, which means if I close down YouTube, the shit keeps playing in the background. Because for those of you who don't know, I have depression, and I listen to a bunch of sleep hypnosis videos. You know, one, to try to keep my depression in check, and two, because I have insomnia as well, so sometimes sleeping sucks for me. But either way, I could turn it on, turn my phone off, go to bed. Or at least shut off the screen so I don't have any extra light and just lay there and go to bed and listen to. You are now getting very, very sleepy. Like that type of shit. And I'd be like, yes, I am. And call it a day. So like I said, I just kind of listened to it in the background while I was going down the rabbit hole. So like I said, she might have said something, and then something might have happened in the episode, and I was like, fuck, let me. And then I went back to see exactly what it was that was going on. Because for the most part, it's a lot of, hey, what are you doing today? I'm sitting around watching TV. Oh, you shouldn't be sitting around watching TV. It's a nice day outside. You should go do something. Well, but, you know, blah this and blah that, and quote a commercial.
Quote another commercial.
Yeah, quote another commercial.
Oh, Monster.
Yeah, Monster, let me get running. Oh, wait, what's the matter, Furbus? You're being a dumb dick again? Okay. Which, by the way, we'll get to that in a minute. So, yeah, we have Molly, who's supposed to be, like, she's not really, like, the preppy cheerleader type, but
she's, like, she can't, could be?
Yeah, okay, well, technically.
Her neighbor!
Technically, in episode one, it was said through, you know, exposition.
Exposition.
Which, that's how you're going to learn a lot of shit, is exposition ex machina. At least for the first two episodes. Apparently, Molly ended up trying out for the cheerleading squad, I think. Hmm. It was the cheerleading squad or the dance team. I can't remember. But she tried out for something and got the lead and pissed off her neighbor, who's supposed to be her bestest a friend, even though the bitch acts like she's not. Because, of course, that's, you know, the standard stereotypical, I'm going to fucking lie through my teeth and act like I'm your best fucking friend. But really, it's one of those keep my friends close, my enemies closer type of thing.
So, typical teenage girl.
Right. Gonna, you know, like I said, she's gonna be, oh yes, I love you so much as soon as you walk away. Fucking ugly slut, why do you wear your hair the way you do? You need to change out your clothes wearing them fucking rags. Why can't you be like me and go to the fucking department store and get real fucking clothes instead of going and shopping at Walmart, you dumb skank? Like that type of bullshit. Oh, you're back, you forgot your purse. Oh, yes, it's right here. Fucking dumb cunt, couldn't remember a goddamn thing if it was fucking glued onto her fucking body. What the fuck, you know, that type of bullshit. But anyway, so yeah, so she tried out for one of those and won and pissed off her, quote, bestest friend. Then there's Junior. I can't remember his name right now for the life of me.
I don't remember it either.
K- because no offense, but usually the little kid who's super excited to, oh, wow, gee willikers, you're a superhero? Oh, man, that's so cool. That shit, even when I was a kid, that shit got obnoxious.
Let's just call him Robin Jr.
No, I can't remember what his name is. Fuck, I'm going to look it
A-B?
Up.
A-B?
Nah, yeah, it's something weird. Anyway, and then, yeah, so then we meet her bestest friend.
Her neighbor who apparently has a friend who has a thing for her, but she never sees him that way because he's a nerd and stuff.
Basically, we have female Bulk and nerdy Skull, which, by the way, that's something else we'll be bringing up later, but we'll put a pin in that and come back to that later.
Yeah. Yeah, we meet them, and she's more or less a nosy neighbor as well. So, because I think the two-parter splits off when Dex transforms into Masked Rider, and then the nosy neighbor peeks over and sees this costume
is
thing.
Is that a giant bug?
Yeah.
Yeah, after some shit goes down, and then they end up fucking getting hit with the slime that they were trying to save for somebody else.
Oh, and Dex's little pet follows him to Earth, too. Phoebus.
Barbara.
Who I occasionally Molly. Call Furball.
Oh, Albie, that's right. Albie's the kid. Wow. And then officially no mention of anybody else other than, oh, by the way, here's the villains. Fucking wow. Way to go. Okay, let's see here. Supporting cast, King Lexian, which is the grandpa. Let's see, Magno, which is the car, which we'll get to later, because he doesn't show up to like, what, episode 3 or 4? Or
you mean
no,
she?
No, she doesn't show up to episode 3 or 4, that's right.
Actually, she appears on the second one.
Is it the second one?
When he creates his Batcave.
Oh, yeah, you're right, okay. Yeah, because then we meet Combat Chopper as well.
Combat Chopper.
Who is voiced by Jason Narvi.
A.K.A.
We're gonna wait. We'll wait to see if anybody can figure that one out. Jason Narvi, go to Wikipedia. Oh, wait, you don't have YouTube Red, sorry. New Tabit. Up too late, it's Skull from Power Rangers.
Yeah, I got so many episodes in watching this, I'm like, that sounds
yeah,
familiar.
Me too. I was like, why does his voice sound familiar? Because literally the first bad guy he fights, I'm almost certain it was voiced by Rob Paulsen. Because Robbie's got that type of voice. I mean, especially after years of listening to him as, you know, let's see, he was Raphael in the original 80s and 90s Ninja Turtles, in the newer Turtles, like literally the
he
last ones that were running on Nick. Yes, he was Donnie. Let's see, he was Dr. Scratch and Sniff, Yakko Warner, Pinky from Pinky and the Brain. God, what else has Robbie done? Robbie's been in voice acting for so goddamn long that he's one of those voices, just like Johnny D. Like, if you hear anybody, like, talk, or if you hear a John DiMaggio character, you know it's Johnny D. Because you got Bender and Jake and fucking, you know, what is it? I was watching an old episode of, like, the HBO Spawn series, and, like, a bunch of the random characters, like, John ended up voicing, like, three random-ass characters. I was like, oh, fuck, Johnny D, before he had a legit name in the voice acting biz. Sweet. Like, it's just one of those things where I can pick these motherfuckers out of the crowd. I've got the ear for it. So at first I'm like, who the fuck is this and why does he sound so familiar? And then I'm going down the rabbit hole and I'm looking at like the cast page. I was like, why the fuck is Skull credited? Did he have like a cameo in an episode? No. He's the fucking motorcycle. I'm like, oh. Well, fuck. No wonder that shit sounded so familiar. All right. Let's see here. Let's see. There's Herbie, who's the, you know, quote, geek guy. Even though he tries to be a fucking punk. Like, at first when you see him, he's a
geek. Episodes.
Yeah, there's a couple of times where he's rocking, like, a leather bomber jacket with patches on it and a fucking mohawk.
And another time when he's a bike rider.
Yeah, yeah, and then he's doing, like, the motocross, because they're at the dirt track. But, yeah, like, he's got a hardcore thing for Patsy, but Patsy don't want shit to do with him because, sorry, geek, you're a nerdy loser. Do my homework. Maybe I'll pretend to like you. Maybe I'll give you. She's the same thing that happened to a lot of us in high school. She was the cute girl that you liked who knew that she didn't want nothing to do with you, but because she knew that you liked her. She basically played you and suckered you for every fucking thing that you had.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys have been there.
Yep.
I mean, a lot. I don't care if you're like the fucking jockey athlete dude from high school. Like you were on the football, basketball, soccer team, track, baseball, golf, whatever. I don't give a fuck. You still had that girl where you were like, hey, I like you. And she said, oh, well, maybe if you do my homework, we'll hold hands walking down the hallway. Don't you throw candy at me thinking it'll shut me up. Well, I mean, it did for 2 seconds, but that's because I was confused as to why I got hit with candy. I'm not complaining, but I'm just wondering what the fuck. Let's see. There's Principal Chalmers, which I'm thinking he got an upgrade and made it over to The Simpsons because he became Super Nintendo Chalmers. Look, Ralph Wiggum joke, motherfucker. Let's see. Oh, wow, Tom Ayers, huh? Ended up being Moon Dude, who's the guy at the arcade. So basically he's their Ernie.
Dude.
Yep. Let me see here.
Shouldn't we get to some of the other episodes before getting into some of these other characters?
Yeah, we might as well.
Okay, out of the pilot.
Well, I was just going to say, because once we get to, because, you know, Furbus, basically he was Vern Troyer in, he was Vern
as
Troyer
as
in
acting.
The suit. Yeah. So I don't know if he was in the suit full time because they have him listed as stunt actor. So I don't know if he was in the suit for like whenever that he needed to like run and jump or be picked up and thrown around.
So
I mean, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, like I said, that's the only reason why I wanted to throw them out there. Oh, and the bad guy. The fucking bad guy ended
Count
up being
Drago.
Count Drago. He ended up what is it? He was in, like, a bunch of other movies and shit, but the one that stuck out to me the most that made me laugh was, I guess, he was the, quote, OG version of Orgasmo from the movie of the same name. Like, he's the legit dude in the Orgasmo costume before they decide to, like, you know, Matt and Trey decide to go and, you know, quote, be Orgasmo for the porno movie or whatever.
The spoof porno movie?
Yeah.
But
because literally you were like, stunt cock, and I was like, it's funny you say that. That's one of the roles he had. And you were like, motherfucker. I'm like, yeah, I know, right?
But, yeah, the pilot has Dexter show up and fight a monster. Which I'm guessing most of this footage of Dexter Masked Rider fighting these monsters are sometimes rinse and repeat. Okay, a lot of time, rinse and repeat.
Let me put it to you this way. I'm not sure if it was the show that made the shitty CGI or if it was like, you know, Kamen Rider Black. This was Kamen Rider RX, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Black RX.
Yeah, Black RX. Yes, you're right. So, okay, yeah, I was right the first time.
Even though I think the footage itself kind of borrows from others, but mostly Black RX.
Right, right. Well, because, I mean, the suit is RX, but either way. So when it comes right down to it, like, I'm not sure if it was Saban who made this shitty, worse than the fucking Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie CGI for the fucking the car and the bike transforming.
What was the year for this series? What was it, 95, 96?
Yes. 95. Okay, hold on. Let me, I'm a bitch.
That's one hell of a
fucking
year.
Fucking go away, goddammit.
That's one hell of a year, some bitch.
MMPR. Hit the button. It's going to come up with the 2017 shit. Oh, wow. No, it actually went to the actual TV show. Okay. Maybe I should put movie in front of this motherfucker so I can get the right date. This is another reason why I hate not having Shane here. Shane knows the dates. Okay, MMPR movie. 95. Okay, so yeah, it might have been around the exact same time, which is why it looks like shitty CGI.
Well, I mean, the Masked Rider appeared during, I think, the third season, which is around the time that they were doing the movie, so...
Right, exactly. Yeah. So they would have already had the movie budget for it. So like I said, they could have taken some of that movie budget and switched it over to the fucking show.
Oh, that's what they did with the leftover movie money from the movie.
Yep, exactly. So like I said, you get that same shitty, like, fucking ant comes up and transforms into the bike. Or no, excuse me, it's a grasshopper shows up and turns into the bike, and a fire ant comes out of the ground like a fire ant queen who then transforms into the car. And it's
Magno.
Like, I don't need to see this every 5 seconds. I'm sorry, once they came up and transformed, these motherfuckers should have stayed in bike and car form and just, here we are.
Yeah.
We're sentient technology bikes that, well, bikes and cars that came from, you know, earth insects.
Yeah.
Fucking stay that way.
Yeah, I know.
Meanwhile, unlike, okay, Power Rangers did this a few times. Masked Rider does this a lot, and it pisses me off. And I know it happens a lot in this episode. Henshin, go! Okay, here's my transformation.
Here's me additionally moving.
Throw two punches. Here's a kick. Pull out the sword, cut your dead. Detransform. Go talk to somebody for 2 minutes.
End of episode.
Curses, we will get him. Oh shit, more bad guys are coming. Quick, Henshin morph. And he'll morph, and then demorph, and then morph, and then demorph. Like, 3 times in an episode. No, bitch, no. Stop it. I know you guys have to fucking fill time, but fucking stop it.
We could actually go in and cut together a full, correct movie.
Right, exactly. Like, literally, this first 20 episodes, if we cut out, like, the 6 times he's got to fucking transform, you can make a full fucking movie out of the first, like, literally hour and some change movie if you cut out the extra transformations.
The sad thing is, with the first 20 episodes, I counted maybe 4 that are major plot points.
Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah. But anyway, on to episode 3, The License to Thrill. Felt like a filler.
Of course. We've
the
already...
first felt like the first thriller of this series.
Okay, we've already established, like, the first two episodes are, okay, here are your characters, here's the plot summary, here's what's going on. By the way, this is Furbus. Furbus, we're going to hide. It's going to be this big gag throughout the entire show. Haku! There's got to be a dog in here, goddammit! Where is this dog? I'm the father of this house. I pay these goddamn bills with my hot Asian wife.
Yeah.
Not a joke. Motherfucker's like Fat Krillin. Me and my hot Asian wife. Or no, excuse me, he's Fat Goku. Me and my hot Asian wife, or, you know, we pay these bills, we take care of this house. Where, what the fuck is wrong with you kids? You guys know not to keep pets in here. Where's a pet? I know there's got to be a pet. Did you go somewhere where there's a pet? Wash your clothes right now. Aku, I'm still goddamn sneezing. I know there's a pet. I'm calling the exterminator. I'm going to fumigate the house, because if there's no pet, that means there's rats in the house, because I'm allergic to all forms of fur.
On to episode 4.
Dumbass motherfuckers.
Pet Nappers, which more or less becomes a Furbus's Home Alone episode.
Yeah, he's trying to hide from the bad guys. And
yeah, apparently the...
If you was an alien pet from outer space, where would you be?
Up the chimney!
Up the chimney? All right, let's go. We must serve the master.
Because these thieves
got
brainwashed. All
right, go up the chimney, damn it. Yeah.
Thieves got brainwashed and are looking for Furbus.
Yeah, exactly. Pulled the chimney flue. Oh, God, we're blackened. Hey, by the way, I've already set this up at the very start of the episode, but here's my hot glue gun that shoots fucking quick-dry rubber cement like it's a Looney Tune.
Oh, look, it's Count Draco's assistant woman chick who grabs Furbus. Wow.
Furbus, no, whatever shall I do? Extra henshins.
Yeah.
Because I already henshined and beat the shit out of your goons. Because apparently...
Oh, yeah, their putties are maggots.
Well, yeah, their putties are maggots, but apparently...
The same three maggots all over again.
Right, it's always the same three, too. But, I mean, that's obvious use of, you know, the recycling of the costume. You know?
I think these maggots are mostly just for the American version, though. Since they're mostly during that part where Dex that we see
right.
is fighting them.
Well, so. Yes and no, because, I mean, well, no, I take that back, because they could have
gotten the...
None of the
footage looks really old. So.
Well, yeah, there's that, because that's what I was about to say, is they probably got the suit on loan for, like, a couple of, you know, additional extra shots and shit, because, yeah, you're right. I have seen him fight them in morph, like, wearing the suit.
But not as old looking as the...
Right, exactly. The footage doesn't
footage.
Look old
yeah.
and grainy like it does when you go to the actual fucking, you know...
The Kamen Rider one,
yes.
Yeah.
But even so, it's still like, okay, here are the worms. Okay, I'm going to fight them morphed. All right, they ran away. I'm going to demorph. Up, here comes the big baddie. Let me morph again. Up, I beat the big baddie. Let me demorph.
It gets worse when he gets another form.
You've tried fighting them, demorphed, and you whip their asses. No fucking henshin go. Because I can't remember what the fuck he says to goddamn morph in this show.
It's like xenoform something.
Yeah, it's something weird like that. I can't fucking remember. You know what?
But end of this episode, more or less, Ferbus is accepted and revealed for the family. And somehow there's apparently the hay fever sneezing and whatever gets tossed out the window.
Do what? I'm sorry. I came across my pictures of titties.
Oh, you came across more pictures of the mom?
The two that I shared with you. Yeah, I didn't give you all the fucking photos. Some of those are for me, goddammit.
I'll probably look up some more of them then. Episode 5, Bugs on the Loose. Let's turn some people into insect warriors.
Yeah.
See if that works. No, it doesn't work. Because, what was the kid's name? The small kid? A.B.? Something like that?
Yeah, Albie.
Albie and the father go into a cave and start turning into insects.
Albie needs bugs. Meanwhile, mom is doing her catering business. So fucking Dex comes in. Hold on, you need bugs? No. Like he's doing a fucking Xena call, only even more shrill. And all of a sudden, cockroaches appear. And they go, Dex, we don't need these bugs. They're getting in my food. Something is wrong with this family. Like, obviously, something is wrong with this family. I mean, don't get me wrong.
They try to look and behave like the average American family.
Right. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, technically speaking, you know, the mom and the dad are together. And I guess they can't have kids, so they've adopted kids.
Yeah.
Which is the reason why, you know, they have the black son and, like, the girl who's, you know, clearly a blonde when the dad is a goddamn ginger, you know, doesn't have any Asian features to her. Because, believe me, I've seen some, you know, Asian mixed people. And, you know, you would clearly tell where the Asian influences are in the DNA and where the Caucasian influences are in the DNA. You know, so, I mean, I get it. They're trying to go for the wholesome American family type of feel with the family for the show.
Yeah.
But something is wrong with these fucking people.
Oh, it gets worse with Dexter here.
Yeah. We don't need these bugs. Get them out of here. Okay, I'm sorry. Will you fucking stop that? Oh, I was just telling them to go home. Well, good. Thank you. Now I got to remake these 13 cakes that I was making and two whole turkeys and fucking all this shit.
And Dex,
I'm going to need
Dex
help
helps,
cooking.
Yeah.
So Dad and Albie say, fuck it. I know where we can go. Let's go to the park. We'll find bugs in the park. No shit. You'll find bugs in your backyard. Why didn't you go outside and do that, you dumb motherfucker? Dex, why did you put them in the kitchen? Go outside. Do it in the garage where we don't give a fuck. Go out in the backyard where bugs live.
But anyway, the usual send down a monster, blah, blah, blah. Destroy monster, blah, blah, blah.
Ow, I caught myself in the side of the head. That doesn't feel good. Fuck, bad time for a head thump there.
Anyway, episode 6, Arcade Ace, where there's a bully at the arcade. And
oh, yeah, yeah. Because I can't remember if it was like episode 4 or episode... I think it was... Or no, it was either episode 5 or episode 6. I realized something awesome.
Well, episode 6, the Ace Arcade, was where the dude shows up.
Well, no. No, like I said, I realized something awesome about watching the show. Right?
Is this where you figured out the skull part?
No. I realized, since I'm watching this off of YouTube, I plug in my phone while I'm sitting in my bed, and I drag up my laptop, and I sit around and I play Morrowind, or I play me some fucking Minecraft, or I play me something that's not too taxing, just something, just kind of sit down and walk around, maybe kill something. Just, you know, kind of casual, laid back, just kind of hang out type of games. And listen to the episode so I don't have to watch a motherfucker and all these goddamn plot holes I keep seeing where I'm like, nope, that looks terrible. Up, that looks terrible. Up, that looks terrible. Like the Driver's Ed. The Driver's Ed episode where, yeah, let me go ahead and I'm going to kidnap your driving instructor and become your driving instructor. Oh, Dex, let us go out and hop in the car and go for a drive. Hey, Dex, why don't we test your parallel parking skills? Hey, Dex, I believe there is a bug on the windshield. Could you get it for me? Bug on the windshield. Gross. Clonk, clonk, pew. Hey, Mr. So-and-so, what are you doing? What are you doing? By the way, they keep cutting back and forth in between Dex
and the Japanese
and the actual actor.
Yeah.
Really? They do it several times, and as an adult, it's painfully obvious.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that's a Japanese man, not a fucking white American. Up, there's the white American actor. Up, but look at that, he just got shot into the barrel roll. Now it's the Japanese actor who's kind of rolling around in the dirt. Up, back to the American guy who doesn't even have a scratch on him. Oh, hey, in the middle of the fight, I'm going to be in a headlock. Quick, come to me, Chopper! Now all of a sudden, I'm not in a headlock anymore. I'm just 50 feet away, running and jumping in the air at you.
Oh, and then instantly you're far, far away in another canyon or something.
What was it? I want to say it was it was the very last episode that we had to watch, episode 20, the Furbus Maximus. This one I have to bring up now. They're fighting, right? It's a couple of the goons are fighting. There's two of them fighting fucking Master Rider.
Yeah.
He says, fuck this in GTFOs, because they're too strong. He can't take on two at once, and he's got other shit to do. So he takes off, demorphs. Oh, yeah, I should probably go back and find those guys. Remorphs. Goes back to the same quarry that they were fighting at.
The same
I've
spot.
I've been looking for you guys. They're still in the same fucking spot. Haven't moved. They've just been sitting there with their thumbs up their ass. This motherfucker will be back. Let's make it easier. We'll leave it right here. I've been looking for you.
Really? Because we haven't
moved.
Were
you guy looking? Like, you know, like most, everybody does it. It's always referred to as guy looking. I can't find my socks. Where the fuck are my socks? And you're looking at the surface. If your entire household, like, you know, you've got, almost like we got here at Jeremy's, you've got shelves that have, you know, movies and DVDs and video games and books on it. You got the TV. There's our McDonald's bag here. There's, you know, the couch. You know, there's all the cat tree. There's all the cat toys. There's all the shit set up for us to, you know, record everything. Can't find my socks. I've looked under the table. I've looked next to the cat tree. I've checked under the couch cushions. I can't find my socks. Oh, did you look in the McDonald's bag where you had thrown them earlier? Oh, fuck, no, I didn't even think to check on that. I know I looked everywhere, but I didn't look in the McDonald's bag, even though that counts as everywhere. So what, did you just fucking guy look? And I've been looking for you. Couldn't find you for like 5 minutes. Even though you guys have been in the same fucking spot, laughing maniacally, shooting lasers, revving an engine on your dirt bike as the villain with the evil dirt bike. Couldn't find you. Once again, off the top of the head, because that doesn't hurt.
Anyway, episode 7 introduces us to a two-parter. Episode 7 and 8 introduces the Super Gold Mode.
Yep.
Here we see Dex's friend come to Earth from Edenoid to try to upgrade the Master Rider powers.
Yep.
Try. He gets kidnapped and turns into the evil Robo Rider.
Sorry, no, I'm just trying to figure out what he says to Henshin Go. Keep going.
But turns into the evil Robo Rider, which is actually the real rival of Black RX in the series.
Yep.
But somehow Dex turns him back. He gets the crystal to upgrade his Masked Rider attire to super gold form and defeats the monster. All this across two episodes.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, this one was actually pretty sweet. This is one of the few that I actually stopped and legit watched.
Yeah, this is one of the major plot point episodes. So.
Yeah, and I was about to say, even though it was a little bit fucked up, like, you know, obviously with the editing the way that it's been so far and shit like that, you know, I'm still like, all right, whatever.
So okay, on to
hold on. No, because I'm almost there. yeah, on... here's a med kit with an antidote. Here's shitty. Up. Oh, there we go. Henshin, go. Hold on, we're getting there. Ectophase activate, that's right. Okay.
Episode 9, The Grandmother Factor. Guess what? We get to meet the Stewart's grandma.
Yeah, we get to meet Ginger Daddy's grandma, who's all sorts of pissed off because the fat man isn't fat anymore. Because mommy put him on a diet because obviously she wants to get that dick a little bit more often. So, what, is she not feeding you? Grandma, I own a catering company. Yeah, which means you have more time to be making food for my son.
Grandma also needs her spectacles to see.
Yeah, grandma also needs to see because apparently she's fucking Velma from Scooby-Doo. I can't see without my glasses.
Which is why,
ma'am, the toll for taking the cab here is going to be $35.02. Oh, okay, ma'am. What's this? It's a nickel. Okay. Well, would you rather it be 5 pennies? Okay, ma'am. Turn to hot wife. Next time this bitch wants a cab, you tell her to take a fucking bus.
But
that tip is how a cabbie makes his money.
Yeah. But, yeah, the grandmother shows up, gets kidnapped by the maggots, and gets turned to stone.
Who are you people? What am I doing here?
She accidentally sends down a monster.
These goddamn discotheque motherfuckers. They're all wearing all rave gear and shit like it's Halloween and fucking playing their goddamn thump-thump jam bullshit. I don't want no techno music. Give me my Bing Crosby.
She also confuses a Furbus with her dog.
Yep.
Which is odd, especially with the
animal. There's a giant rat. Mom, grandma, where's the dog? Oh, such a good boy. He must have chased the rat out. He's such a good killer dog. First of all, killer dog is not what you want to use. Especially not... Even in the 90s, that's not the term that you want to use. Because killer dog instantly goes to Cujo, which instantly goes to shoot that motherfucker dead. There's a reason why most people refer to pit bulls as killer dogs, even though they're only bred to be vicious if a motherfucker trains them to be vicious and mean and evil.
Yeah.
Technically, that's any dog.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've known a few Jack Russell Terriers who are some mean, evil sons of bitches.
But during this episode, Chopper gets an upgrade to Super Chopper.
Yep.
So he gets a more Kamen Rider style bike.
He can shoot shit now.
Yep.
Yay, laser.
And lasers.
I'd like to shoot the lasers with my Kamen Master right.
Episode 10, Something's Trashy.
Oh, yeah, they do this fucking civics project, and what was it?
This is where the Dexter talking about how people came from bugs and stuff.
Was that it?
It's like this big old notebook thing.
Right. He does like a literal like 100-page thesis.
Yeah.
Because they have a civics project coming up. Because fucking the nerdy guy goes, which by the way, he's the nerdy guy. He's supposed to
nerdy
be the
teacher.
Quote, brain dude. No, the kid. I can't think of his name. Fucking
him.
Yeah, the one who's always hitting on the stupid bitch.
Yeah.
Fucking, let's give rad haircuts to the fucking mayor and fucking city council. And he's like the teacher walks up, no. And I'm like, this dude is supposed to be the fucking brainy genius only behind Dex because Dex is fucking, what is his last name again? It's fucking Dexter Super Genius. Fucking
Super Genius.
So get a Wile E. Coyote and fucking superimpose Dex's face on him. Super genius. But yeah, so he's supposed to be like the super smart guy. Let's give red haircuts to all the city council members. That's how I'm smart.
Wow.
No, you idiots, no.
And then the bitch.
Yeah, and then the dumb
worse.
Bitch. Yeah, the dumb bitch has an even worse idea. Technically, it's a great idea on her part, because I don't know about you, but I want the fuck out of this show, so send me to the Bahamas. I don't know how that's a Civics thing.
Actually,
I'm
going to
send you guys postcards.
Actually, that might be a Civic thing because we won't see her anymore.
Yeah, her ass will be gone. That'll save us a lot of time and energy later on because we won't have to do this awkward thing where she wants Dex's dick, even though not but fucking six episodes ago she was all pissed off that Molly was, you know, getting hit on by the fucking the football quarterback, like the quarterback of the school's team. So he's Mr. Johnny Football. And, oh, I want that dick so bad. I want that dick so bad. Molly's such a cunt for stealing that dick from me, even though she doesn't want nothing to do with him. And all of a sudden, oh, here's Dex. Oh, Dex is so hot. Fuck the football guy. I don't want Johnny Football, Johnny Wrestling, or Johnny Baseball. By the way, I hope when you put up Johnny Wrestling, you got... Anyway.
But,
yeah, I don't want any of those motherfuckers. I just want Dex.
But the kids started to clean up. And also, Cycloptor decides to do a cleanup and recycle some of the old bad guys.
Yep, which he then takes one of the old baddies who had already been defeated earlier.
Which I don't remember where.
I want to say he was the first or the second guy?
But this guy's called Recyclotron. The first guy wasn't called that.
Yeah, no, you're right. The first guy was Cyclotron because then he became Recyclotron. Because they're clever and witty.
Yeah, so witty. So fucking witty.
Sorry, need a drink. Hold on.
But anyway, he tries to recycle bad guys, which actually, towards the end of it, even Count Draco is like, it's an interesting idea.
Yeah, it'll save us some time and money, and we could take the parts that worked and fuse them together and take the parts that sucked and get rid of them. Which, by the way, good part of this entire show sucks. Like the fact of, oh, by the way, everybody needs to take all of these old appliances that we're supposed to be fixing up and giving to the homeless and go and put them in an open-air lot down the street where it can sit out in the open air where if it rains, all of our work goes bye-bye.
Yep.
Oh, by the way... I have the ability to animate, as the monster, I have the ability to animate any machine that doesn't work, so I'm going to hit you with a vacuum cleaner.
A toaster.
A bicycle. By the way, bicycles don't have any electronics in them, unless you're doing it nowadays where you put the fucking lawnmower engine, so that way then you have a, quote, motorbike. Or if you have a little headlight, like an actual electrical lamp for the headlight on the front of your bike. That's the only electricity in a bicycle. How the fuck is this guy controlling a bicycle? Oh, by the way, I love how downtown California, because of course they're in an undisclosed location in California, much like Angel Grove and...
I think it's called Leawood or something like that.
Yeah. Which means technically they were in Hollywood.
It's like a subdivision of Hollywood.
Yeah. No. That's not a joke. Because technically Hollywood is actually a county. Because I actually had somebody call into the call center the other day to bitch about, my shit don't work. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. I got to watch shitty Saban's Masked Rider. I don't care about your shit not working. My brain doesn't work anymore. I'm getting dumber watching this show. Which is why I switched back over to just listening. But still... but yeah, because Angel Grove is supposed to be Los Angeles, so the Angels. So Leawood would be a suburb of Hollywood.
And then,
either way, they're in California. But I love how California architecture looks like downtown Tokyo, Japan. You ever notice that?
You mean switches between that and... Suburban California.
Yeah, suburban California and, like, downtown Tokyo. Yeah.
Yeah. On to episode 11.
Which is why I stopped watching the show and went back to fucking listening.
Water everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
The kids go to the pool.
Because Dex is sitting inside watching TV.
Yeah.
It's such a lovely day outside. Why don't you go outside and play and have fun? Because I can sit inside and watch TV and have fun. Hear, hear! The first thing that this motherfucker has said that's made any goddamn sense. Well, you shouldn't be up all night watching TV. Technically, I wasn't. Hiccups because of goddamn McChicken. Yeah. Technically, I wasn't up all night watching TV, Mom. which, by the way, by episode three, he's already calling them mom and dad, which really threw me because you said that the episodes might be out of order, and I was like, oh, fuck, maybe Scott's right because one and two have been okay so far. Let me check that episode listing. And sure enough, I double-checked, and I was like, no, this is episode three. It's already hi, mom, hi, dad. Really? Okay. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I might still call the mom, but I mean, it's going to be a little bit different. It's not going to be mommy. It's going to be mommy. M-O-M-I.
Anyway.
Or, no, M-O-M-M-I. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. Because, anyway, that's something for a different time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, no, mom, to be quite honest, I wasn't watching TV all night. I also watched these movies. You watched 14 hours worth of movies over the course of, like, the 8 hours we've been in bed. Well, yeah, I watched them all fast forward. Well, how do you hear what's going on? Oh, I read the lips. Okay, so again, you're a fucking super genius, but with all the TV and movies you're watching, not once, hey, we've evolved from apes. That's never come up.
He probably didn't watch Planet of the Apes.
This motherfucker is goddamn channel surfing at all points in time and watching. I'm surprised this motherfucker isn't pulling a Casey Jones from the comic, and he went out and got like 18 TVs, and he's got each one set to a different fucking channel, and he's watching all the channels simultaneously while he keeps constantly blowing up the fifth tube TV.
Because
every time he sits around and plays the Nintendo. Excuse me, it can't be the Nintendo. Technically, he's playing a knockoff Nintendo. What is it? The Nintari.
He's blowing up TVs.
He's playing the Nintariega.
Nintariega.
Yeah, because Atari, Nintendo, and Sega. So, yeah, he's playing the Nintariega.
Even though it seems like some of the games he play is like...
Tiger Electronic handhelds.
Well, I was going to say the when you see the gameplay footage, it's more like the GeForce or whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might be. Either way. So he keeps blowing up the goddamn TV because he's playing video games so goddamn good, which is the reason why in the arcade episode, where the bully keeps, you know, constantly being like, hey, Albie, go fuck yourself. This is my game now. You can play it after I lose. And he never loses. You can do it though, Dex, can't you? Yeah. Yeah, Dex could beat that motherfucker's ass.
He could.
Guess what? He's busy saving the fucking world. Which is more important, the universe being saved or you being able to take your quarters and play this here game? By the way, there's like 800 other games in this fucking arcade. If this is the only game that you want to play, which, by the way, it's a two-player game, you get your ass whooped by the big kids like we all did when we went to the arcade. You go to the arcade, you get your ass beat by the big kids. The big kids then tell you to go fuck yourself because you ain't on their level. And you go play another game, and you master another game, and you challenge that motherfucker, who's so great at video games, to play you in the game that you've been fucking playing for the last 3 goddamn weeks, and are now a master at. That's how you win.
Pool.
Motherfuckers.
Kids at a pool. Family at the pool.
Oh, yeah, right. Tangent. Okay,
the mom
so they go
at the pool.
Yeah, mommy at the pool. That's right.
Anyway.
That's right. And then, of course, Furbus shows up, and he's... The pool episode, the greatest fucking thing ever. The concession stand guy.
Is that who you were going on about?
Yes, he is the greatest thing ever.
I was going to say...
That motherfucker hates his job. No, that motherfucker loves his job, hates his customers. That is how you do a service job.
I was going to say, with the way that you were going on, with us finding out that Skull is voicing the chopper, I was assuming that maybe Bulk is the concession guy or something.
Look, Louis Anderson Jr. standing there. Hi, how can I help you? Yeah, can I get 2 sodas? 2 sodas, all right. Can I also get a bag of fries? Oh, a bag of fries to go with your sodas. Oh, all right, big spender. How about you, kid? Can I get 3 hot dogs? 3 hot dogs. You sure you don't want to go for 4? Get yourself an extra 300 pounds on your body? You sure you don't want to go for 4? This motherfucker, he doesn't give a shit. He is roasting 6-year-olds who are like, hey, guy, I got $10. How much food can I buy for $10 since I've been at the pool since 10 o'clock this morning, and it's now 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I am starving to death from swimming all day and not eating nothing? How much food can you buy? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sell you a soda, give you the rest of the money, and tell you, fuck off. How about that? That dude, And then as soon as the food starts disappearing, he's like, Order 16, order up. And he sets down the food, and Ferbus goes, "Ooh, yummy, yummy, mine," and grabs the shit and dips. And the guy walks up, and he goes, "Hey, I'm order 16. Yeah, your order's there on the counter." "Dude, there's nothing here on the counter. What do you..." "Fuck. All right, I'm sorry, sir. I thought I placed it there. Something must have happened. Don't worry. I get right to it. Just give me a minute. I got to remake your order." "Okay."
"Order 17.
"Yeah, order 17. "Hey, buddy. "Yeah. You got a number?" "Yeah. Where's my food?" "What do you mean, where's your food? I just placed 17. "Yeah, I am 17. Where's your junk food?" "Are you calling my food junk food?" "Yes. Yes, I am. It's clearly got to be junk, because it's not fucking here. I just paid you money for food. Where's my food?" And all of a sudden he goes, "There's a thief on the loose. Somebody's stealing my shit." And then he starts...
And here's some cops.
Yeah. And here's the cops who are mad that food got stole. But no, he starts side-eyeing the goddamn principal, thinking, "Bitch, you're the one stealing my food."
Well, that's kind of hinted at two the end of the episode.
Two orders have come up missing. Both of them were yours. What the fuck? And it's like, oh, for God's sakes, you idiot. Which, that's another thing that gets obnoxious. Fucking, "Ferbus, stay home." "Nope, of course not. I'm going to goddamn Scrappy-Doo this motherfucker and be all up in everybody's business." I'm sorry, I don't need the goofy sidekick. Get rid of that shit.
Okay, episode 12. Actual episode 12.
Right.
Ferbus's first Christmas. This is where Ferbus and Dexter learn the usual Christmas traditions. Well, mostly.
Oh, yeah, all the Christmas traditions, yeah. The only thing I remember about this part is I'd finally found a good open cave in Minecraft. And then accidentally fell into the lava. I was like, "Ah, lava!" And I had to go back in to try to get my shit, and then got killed by a creeper because it was night, and I was like, "Ah, creeper!" So literally it took me almost this entire episode to get all my shit not only fixed and repaired, but get all of my gear made back up so I can go back to mining in the cave. I was like, "You sons of bitches." Meanwhile, they're all, "I love Christmas, I love Christmas. I hate Christmas. Bah, humbug. Sire, we shall kidnap Santa." "Kidnap Santa? That's the best idea
Send
yet.
Send down the maggots."
Yeah.
"In a box."
"In a box." So that way then Santa could shake the box and fuck up the maggots. And then the maggots finally wake the fuck up and go to kidnap Santa. "What's going on? Oh, shit.
Tug of war with Santa.
Henshin, go." Because I already forgot again.
Yeah.
There's so much shit that pisses me off about the show, I forget the shit that's actually kind of good.
But, yeah, tug of war with Santa. They try to kidnap Santa. They fail. The maggots run out of the house.
Oh, I loved Santa in this one, too. "Ho, ho, ho. Where are my cookies?" Like, literally, like that, he gives attitude. He's like, "Where are my cookies?" And all of a sudden, Ferbus is running around. It's like, "Who the fuck are you?" It's like, "Me, Ferbus." "Ferbus? I don't got no Ferbus on my list. Who the fuck is you again?" And then all of a sudden he looks down and he's like, "Oh, present to Santa Claus. Oh, shit. All right."
And then he's like, "Wait.
Wait a minute. Gift to me? What the... These my cookies?" And he goes to open. He's like, "Oh, fuck."
But yeah.
And then all of a sudden Dex shows up and beats the shit out of the fucking maggots. And all of a sudden it's like...
"Run!"
Yeah. The entire family's down, which normally Santa would have fucking neuralized your ass by now and been like... You all decided that it was time to go back to sleep, so go upstairs and go to sleep. You didn't see nothing. It's a dream that you saw me.
But since it's Dexter and Ferbus' first year there,
yeah,
as for their Christmas.
Oh, shit, no wonder I didn't have you on my list. Shit, you guys only showed up like 6 months ago. Meanwhile, Santa Claus is like Jesus Christ, and he watches you all day every day. Watches you take a shit, watches you take a shower, watches you take a piss, watches you as you eat your cereal, one piece of cereal at a time. Watches you drink out of the milk carton and put it right back in the fridge. He knows when you're good. He knows when you're bad. He knows what you do, when you do, how you do. Knows your exact clothes size, shoe size, sock size, jock strap size. Knows your hat size. Knows about that time that you accidentally fucking, you know, ripped the tag off the mattress. He knows everything, but he doesn't know that Dex and fucking Ferbus have been here for 6 fucking months now.
Anyway, he gives Ferbus a big giant cookie. And Dex, he gives his present to the day after for Christmas dinner.
I'll give you each one Christmas miracle in exchange for a gift, since I made nothing for you. Oh, but Santa, you couldn't give me what I want. Well, let me know anyway. Maybe I'll work something out for you, boy.
Christmas dinner comes around the next day, and Dex's grandpa shows up in person.
Oh, hopefully I'm not too late. Actually, no, perfect time, sir. All that's left to do is carve the turkey. Oh, shit, I could do that. Mind beam. Mind beam, cut the turkey. Wow, I need to invent something like that. That's better than a fork and a knife. No shit, it's better than a fork and a knife. You know what lasers do nowadays? Lasers will heal your eyes. Lasers will remove tattoos. Lasers will do a lot of shit, like help you quit smoking, help you regrow your hair, help you remove the hair on your body you don't want no more, like that one hair that always gets caught, you know, at the very edge of your nose. Gets rid of the ear hairs that you got. Gets rid of this, gets rid of that, fixes this, helps with surgeries. Of course it's better than a fork and a knife for cutting a turkey, you dumb fuck. The hell kind of logic is that?
Anyway, on to episode 13.
No, not done bitching about Christmas.
Stranger.
Because No, that's not a joke. At the very end, we go to fucking, oh God, what's his fuck, the villain guy. And he's, bah humbug, bah humbug, I hates Christmas, I hates Christmas, me the Grinch. And I kept thinking, tonight you will be visited by three ghosts. They're all me. Hi. Like, literally, I was waiting for it to start to turn into, like, fucking Christmas Carol on his ass. I was like, oh, fuck's sakes, here we go. Okay, now we can move on. I'm sorry.
Episode 13, Stranger from the North. Foreign exchange student shows up to the high school, gets kidnapped, and
this one wasn't bad either. I actually kind of liked this episode, because the foreign exchange student, first of all, reminded me of Rolf from Ed, Edd n Eddy. Like, it was absolutely hilarious, because what is it, like, one of the kids walks up and he's like, what are you doing, dweeb? You speak my native language! Because he's doing some weird, like, fucking German, Russian, Middle Eastern accent. You speak my language! What? Yes, in my country, that means man of great honor, thank you! Meanwhile, Dex is like, yep, done with this, fucking mind laser hot foot. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Time the fuck out. No, time the fuck out. The entire show, up until now, it's been save human lives. If somebody's being a bully, just tell them to go fuck themselves and don't worry about it. Just move along. You know, they'll get theirs in the end. Karma will come around because karma's a bitch.
Well, this was also another bully picking on the foreign exchange students.
So. Right, but even so, Dex, like, literally has, like, one of the biggest shit-eating grins on his face, and he's like, fuck this dude, watch this, mind laser your foot on fire.
Why didn't he do that earlier with the other arcade boys?
Exactly! You don't need this double standard bullshit. It's either, fuck bullies, I'm going to beat them up in the most insane way possible by mind-lasering your shit to death. Or, let them fucking be. Even though this dude right here was about to get into a fist fight with the foreign exchange student, you step in the middle and you go, I'm sorry, sir, there must be some sort of misunderstanding. Here's, you know, $5 worth of quarters, go play games elsewhere. Just give the motherfucker something else to do. Hey, look. There's nerdy kids over there. Go give them wedgies. You know, rip their books out of their heads. Give them swirlies. Do whatever. Leave this dude alone. He's from another country. He don't know the customs. Just fuck off for a while. And then if dude wants to get into a fist fight with you, I'm sorry. You're Masked Rider. What does it matter? You get hit in the jaw and you no-sell that motherfucker like Enzo Amore just got done punching Undertaker in the face. You no-sell like a motherfucker.
Actually, we shouldn't even bring him up, considering that he has rape charges right now.
Yeah, I know, but yeah. Even so, I'm just saying, you take a motherfucker that nobody gives a shit about, and now he's going up against, like, a big man on campus, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wham! Ow, why is every bone in my hand broken and literally fucking hanging down and I can't do anything with it? Oh, I'm sorry, you just punched Superman in the face. Fuck off, criminal guy, keep moving.
Man...
Just saying.
But
you don't need this, like, flip-flop bullshit. You either, yeah. hey, man, we're sorry, just fuck off, or it's, hey, wham, TKO, get this shit out of here.
But at the end of the episode, the stranger leaves his some of his favorite songs behind.
Yeah, his weird yodel call mix, shit, yeah. which apparently Furbus was able to sing along with. Like it's
Furbus loves them.
Yeah, Furbus loved it. The family, oh, this is kind of growing on us.
Yeah.
You know, and they're trying to sing along with it. Meanwhile, it sounds exactly like fucking Dex's bug screeching to get his friends to show up. Oh, which, by the way, he took a tiny gingerbread house in the Christmas episode and allowed the cockroach friends to play on the gingerbread house set. So,
yeah,
I forgot about that because that's how important that was to that episode.
Anyway, on to episode 14, Dance Crazy.
Are we going to do the funky chicken? Nobody does the funky chicken. Well, let's do the funky chicken. No, nobody does the funky chicken anymore. I'm going to go find Dex. We're going to do the tango.
Yeah, there's a dance competition. That's it.
Exactly. Who cares?
Episode 15, which I find to be an interesting episode of the Green-Eyed Monster, where we have some dirt biking. Chopper gets jealous. And Dexter actually ends up on Count Draco's ship.
Together we will rule the universe as father, uncle, and nephew.
Thanks to some skull reapers.
Yeah.
So I'd definitely call this episode maybe a major plot point, considering there was some conversation between Dexter and...
Yeah, this one definitely is not a filler. This one is, hey, I've been captured. You know, I need you guys to save me. Meanwhile, fucking Count Drago's like, oh, by the way, let's just, you know, if you work with me, first of all, I'm not going to kill Furbus or your family. I also won't blow up your bike or your car. Just come with me. We'll go back home. And as long as the people will listen to you.
I know you miss it.
Yeah. I know you've been missing home and you've been homesick, but we'll go back home. You can hang out on your planet. Don't worry about it. Just tell the people to listen to me. I'll make the rules. You be the voice. You're going to be the figurehead. I'm going to be the one that's actually in charge of this bitch. Okay, yeah, I'll think about it. I'll think about it. Boop, boop. Guys, can you hear me? Lock onto my signal. I want the fuck off this ship.
And Chopper and Magno zap the ship.
Yeah, which,
quite a few times.
By the way, if they can zap the ship from the ground, which any time that any of the monsters get sent... Okay. It makes no sense to me, because any time that, you know, their little, quote, spider ship, which is basically... It's
more
just
like a bone spider ship.
But. Yeah, it's basically... It's just kind of like a skeleton ship floating through space. But either way, anytime you see it flying around... You'll see it hovering above the city, because obviously that's the, you know, Japanese footage.
Yeah.
When the monsters come down, the beam comes directly from outer space. So again, is this motherfucker flying around in Tokyo City? Sorry, excuse me. In the Hollywood Hills?
Or is this
bitch up on the moonosphere talking with Zed and Rita, shooting down monsters?
Well, technically,
is this guy?
The Count Draco is a rival of Lord Zed, so...
Right, right. But even so, like I said, you'll see him. He's flying through the stratosphere, which means he's in Earth's atmosphere. Yeah. But then the beam comes from the fucking moon every time, because obviously they only have so much footage. But either way, if they can spot this ship, even if it's up in the moonosphere, and they can shoot it, guys, I'm going to go fight the monster. By the way, which is something I'm going to bring up for episode 20 again, but you guys just keep shooting lasers up at the ship, and either he'll fucking leave, he'll send down all of his monsters, because he only has a finite number of goons, apparently. I counted it in episode 1. The top is a row of 5, the next is a row of 4, and the bottom is a row of 3.
And somehow they refill.
It's probably because I stopped paying attention, but I've never seen him refill. I've seen 12 monsters, that's it. I was like, What? And then as soon as we get to the recycle episode, I was like, oh, okay, that's how they're going to do this. Hey, here's more monsters is, hey, we just recycled some of the old trash. That's how we're going to get, you know, fucking 40 episodes with 12 monsters. I was like, okay, fair enough. That works. That makes some of the sense. But I guess apparently not. Apparently that shit went out the window immediately. I have this monster. I am going to send him down to Earth to kill my nephew. Whip. Dropped out the garbage chute. Garbage beam to Earth.
At least,
there, take my trash.
At least they're not turning purses and stuff like that into monsters.
Yeah, that's kind of true. Yeah. Although technically any time that there's something going on, just like Rita. Ah, the Power Rangers are going to a dance. Let us send them a boogie monster. Okay, he does the same shit, only a little bit different.
Yeah.
Oh, they're worried about dancing, are they? Well, Dex, how's about this? My boombox monster. For the Battle of the Bands. Which,
we're not there yet.
I think we're almost there.
We're on to episode 16, The Heat Is On.
Which means then that's the next episode.
The major heat wave is going on in Leewood, and Furbus is getting sick from it.
Furbus is funny going to die because it's...
Yeah, deathly sick.
Yeah, he's literally deathly sick because on my planet, it is always a balmy 75 degrees.
Cool.
Sweet. Thank you. That's the planet I want to live on. Only minus the no oxygen and no food and poisonous gas in the atmosphere because your uncle's a cocksucker and was turning all water into poisonous gas. I don't want that shit. But if it's 75 degrees all year round, no spring, summer, winter, nothing, it just rains every now and again, and other than that, it's mostly good temperatures. Fuck yeah. Sign me up. I'm going there. But instead, because, man, 140, this must be some kind of record. Yeah, no shit, it's a record. At 140 degrees in a non-arid desert climate, guess what's going to happen? Everybody is going to die.
And Furbus is covered in fur.
Uh-huh.
That's why it's killing him.
Meanwhile, apparently these motherfuckers don't have an air conditioning unit because Dad ripped it out to turn it into a fucking freeze blaster.
Or at least attempt to. It froze.
Which, by the way.
It froze some maggots for a while.
Exactly. Okay, so he hits the maggots with this fucking reverse microwave, as the Dad refers to it. It's a reverse microwave. Instead of heating everything up really quickly, it freezes it. Okay. Yeah, I made this, my reverse microwave, my super freezer. Or what do you call it? Wasn't it like a nuclear freezer or some shit? I don't know, regardless. Either way, he made his nuclear freezer, and he shoots the shit out of some worms for like, what, 10, 15 seconds? I'm figuring closer to 10.
Well, I know he was chasing them around for a while.
Well, they were chasing him, and he was fucking around with them, and, Dex, quick, hit him with my invention! Okay. 10 seconds later... They stop moving, and then the blue, which represents frozen, graphic comes over them. Hey, look, they're froze. Furbus is still dying. Bitch, it's in the garage! Go get your freeze ray! Freeze a motherfucker!
Oh, wait, they're starting to move again.
Doesn't matter. If they're going to keep moving, cool. Hit Furbus with the freeze ray. Freeze ray. Hit him with the freeze ray.
Are you sure it's not like freezer day?
Wait a minute. I was frozen today. Anyway.
I was frozen today.
But yeah, either way, like I said, take that shit in the house where apparently you guys have ceiling fans and box fans on this motherfucking furball. Hit him with the freeze ray. Oh, look, he's frozen solid. Good. Problem solved. Oh, look, he's starting to melt. Oh, well, he's going to be fine for like another... Or he won't start feeling bad again for another 3 or 4 hours. Instead, I don't know, guys. I think Furbus is going to die. His temperature keeps going up like 1 degree each hour. If I don't do something quick, he's going to die. Make some room in the freezer. Put him in the freezer. Hit him with the freeze ray. If he's frozen solid, oh well, he cannot die. It's a children's show.
Anyway, on to episode 17. Know Your Neighbor. The Stewarts get to be on a TV show against their neighbors. And some maggots get sent down to try and stop the show.
You know what's funny is I don't even remember this episode. I think I might have said, yeah, I need to go back to that, and I either forgot to go back to it and just skipped immediately to Battle of the Bands.
Well, concerning how odd it was, where it was more like Furbus disrupted the show more than the maggots did.
Okay, yeah, I did. I completely skipped that episode by accident because of all the fucking jumping around bullshit.
Okay, then.
I skipped that one.
On to episode 18.
I mean, I know I started to watch it when I was trying to figure out what episodes were what. Because I found that one and I was like, oh, yeah, right, I need to watch that. And then, yeah, forgot to.
Anyway, this Know Your Neighbor show was kind of like a. The results ended up being like a double dare or something where one team gets slimed or something for not answering correctly or something.
Nice.
But episode 18, The Dash.
Oh, yeah, they sign up Dex to be
the coach
track
sees,
athlete.
The coach sees Dex running very, very fast and signs him up for track.
Meanwhile, in the pool episode, he literally swam from one side of the pool to the other, which that pool is, since it's a community pool in California, in which case it's actually, what is it? In California, it's not illegal to not own a pool, but technically much, okay.
It's a public
California,
pool.
Well,
so.
Yes, it's a public pool, but California is reversed. In California, your property value actually decreases, or no, your property value increases, and your taxes and shit decrease if you have a pool on the property. Doesn't matter if it's in ground or above ground, if you have a pool on your property, your taxes go down and your insurance rates go down. Because, you know, the value of your home goes up. Almost anywhere else in the United States, especially here in Illinois where we're at, if you put a pool in your house, that's not like a little blow-up inflatable kiddie pool or just like a, here's four walls, you know, kind of fill it up with water and the water should keep the walls up. Like if it's an actual, whether it's an above or in-ground pool, your property taxes go way the fuck up and so does your insurance because what happens if a kid slips and falls and, you know, lands inside of the pool and drowns to death? Which there's been three incidents of that already this year because people are letting the kids go outside and play in the backyard unattended with an in-ground pool and they have the covers on it and there's snow on the cover and the kid can't tell because the kid's only three or four and, oh yeah, this must still be a snowy part of the backyard. Whoops, fell in and drowned because mommy and daddy weren't paying attention.
I was going to say, wouldn't most of those still be frozen too?
No.
No?
No, sometimes the chemicals that are inside the water, since it's a good portion of chlorine and shit, it actually keeps the water from freezing.
Oh.
Not entirely, but it does keep it from freezing, like, as solid. Hmm. Like it's almost like when you, what is it? The solution, like the actual wiper solution. I'm so used to calling it bug juice, but yeah, the wiper solution. You know, for your windshield wipers and shit to try to get, like, the de-icing salt off and shit or, you know, bugs hitting it from, you know, in the middle of summer. Technically, that mixture is, like, 50 to 60% water, and then the rest of it is, of course, like, dyes and solutions and shit to help get everything off of the glass that's in your windshield.
Hmm.
So a good portion of it is water. But because of the other chemicals that are inside of there, it doesn't freeze as quickly. Like, it has to get down to, like, super below freezing temperatures. Like, I'm talking, like, negative 30 to negative 40, which it feels like some days because of the wind chill, but technically speaking, it's only, like, what was it? It was it yesterday or was it Thursday? I think it was Thursday was that first real cold day that we got.
It was, like, about 3.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's 6 o'clock in the morning when, you know, we're all getting up and getting ready to go to work.
3 degrees.
Yeah, it's 3 degrees outside. But it feels like it's negative 20. Now, just because it feels like it's negative 20 doesn't mean it is. Just because it feels like your balls are about to, like, fall off if you move wrong because they've frozen completely solid doesn't mean that's true. Because believe me, that shit fucking pisses me off now. Got a nice warm shower, get dressed, I'm ready to go, okay, I'm warm, let's do this, put on my gloves, alright, let's go outside, let's get the truck going, let's, you know, scrape off the ice and shit. 5 minutes later, why the fuck did I even put on clothes? I'd have been better off without clothes on. It's too cold. Can't warm up.
On to episode 19, Battle of the Bands. And no, we're not talking about the Bill and Ted Battle of the Bands or any other
movie. School of Rock.
any other movie with
which
battle bands.
The real heroes in School of Rock are the promoters who got the Battle of the Bands set up, where the entire building is filled with people in the middle of a school day, like literally the middle of a weekday, like it's a Wednesday at like 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, we're having the Battle of the Bands, and the place is fucking packed. Like, they no joke, filled up the Civic Center for the Battle of the Bands on a Wednesday at 10 o'clock in the afternoon. That's the real hero of that story.
Anyway, this Battle of
Bands... It's not Jack Black teaching the kids how to play music.
The Stewart family kids get ready for a band competition, and as per usual, Monster gets sent down. Distraction. They play still. They win.
Fucking Patsy and what's-his-fuck go Milli Vanilli on their asses. Do people even remember Milli Vanilli?
I think they're still trying to forget.
I know, what is that? Because that was a question that was asked on an old episode of Mario Maker from Game Grumps. They were literally talking and they were like, yeah, no, they pulled a fucking Milli Vanilli. And all of a sudden, Dan goes, do people even know who Milli Vanilli is anymore? And they were like, Aaron was like, I don't know. So Dan literally goes, like Ashley Simpson on Saturday Night Live. And I could instantly hear in the back of my head, like, a bunch of, like, young kids going, oh, that, where they got caught lip-syncing. Yeah, only Milli Vanilli's entire career was based off of it. I'm wondering if they did that to poke fun at it, because I want to say it should have been around the exact same time.
Who knows?
I think, anyway.
And on to the final one for this, wow, long episode. Episode 20, Furbus Maximus, where...
Oh, yeah, so...
Cyclopter...
Furbus... Okay, hold on. Here, I'll do this the quick way. Furbus is hungry, because they've already done several episodes where... I think I forgot to feed Furbus. By the way, he's your pet, dumbass. Everybody on the face of the planet knows, hey, or at least everybody's told, hey, having a pet is a lot of responsibility. You need to feed it, walk it, take care of it, make sure it goes to the bathroom, clean up after it. Are you sure you want this pet dog or cat? Yes, Mommy, I want a pet dog or cat. Okay, well, here you go.
How does it go?
They forget to feed for... Oh, you mean the actual episode?
I wonder how does Furbus actually go?
Oh, how he actually goes and, like, takes a shit or a piss?
Does he take a shit or does he take a piss or does he just do something else? It's like, what the fuck does that do?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to ask too many questions anyway. About it, because when it comes right down to it, the exact answer they're going to give you is children's show. You'll never know.
Yeah.
Because obviously, since it's a kids' TV show in the 90s, and what is it? It's the parents' activists. What is it? It's some parental group that was basically like forcing the FCC to make sure that little Timmy wasn't watching, you know, shit that wasn't good for him. That's the reason why Beavis and Butthead was constantly being yelled at. That's why Ren and Stimpy was constantly being yelled at. Like, there was a lot of shows in the fucking late 80s, early 90s, and even well into today, where, like, the parents' action movement, you know, partnered with the FCC, basically. They're the ones in charge of making sure that shows for little Timmy, there's no violence or boobies. I shouldn't hear any fart jokes. It's not nice. Like, kind of like how Reboot basically kept getting cussed out by the censors until it got to, like, the third season where eventually they finally fucking Dot Matrix, like, damn near ripped her tits out of her Elvira costume because they always had her as the single boob. It was referred to as the uniboob because if we see cleavage, your show gets canceled. And they were like, fuck, we're getting canceled anyway. Who gives a shit? So she rips off her Elvira fucking costume in the Evil Dead episode. And you finally seen cleavage, and it was like, oh, shit, finally, people I can relate to as a child. As children, we can relate to these characters. It's not Uncanny Valley anymore. Fucking idiots. But yeah, so basically...
Furbus eats something he shouldn't.
Yeah, Furbus eats some shit he doesn't because they didn't feed him. And you're going to be late for school. Don't worry, we'll feed Furbus. No, you don't.
Nope.
Meanwhile, Furbus is in a house full of fucking food, but he eats this one thing because, oh, it's from his home planet. He cannot resist. So he eats the fucking...
Drugged up cupcake.
Yeah, there we go. The drugged up cupcake. Yeah. So he eats that, and then becomes a vicious little shit and starts running around biting people, slapping people, scratching people.
Knocking shit over, stuff like that.
Yeah, he basically turns into Chucky near the end of the Chucky films.
So annoying.
The Child's Play movies. No.
So
okay,
annoying,
yes,
and kind,
yes,
of pointless.
And, yes and no.
He was already annoying and pointless. What are you talking about?
Not in the original Child's Play. In the original Child's Play, when you first saw it, it actually was kind of shocking.
But later on.
Right, later on. No. I'm talking like the end of Child's Play 1, where you're thinking, okay, this kid has to be batshit crazy. He's talking to a doll
I thought I meant the later movies.
No, I'm not talking the later ones. No. And technically speaking, the last one that they did, or at least the last one I remember watching, not the Cult of Chucky, which I think is out, but either way, the last one that I watched where it looked like they had rebooted the series, but it wasn't a full reboot. Hmm. It was like a half-soft reboot where basically they were like, surprise, bitches! Like that type of shit. But either way, yeah, no, so like basically the entire time he turns into that, like the end of that movie where finally, you know, you see that the good guy doll is alive and you're like, holy fuck, what's going on here? It was kind of like that. He's acting like a dick and like I said, slapping people, scratching people. And then all of a sudden he turns into Gojira because the cop shows up and I half expected, citizens, Gojira.
Yeah.
Gojira. Gojira.
You know, the weird thing is when I saw Furbus go into Megazord size, I was like, okay, is this where the Power Rangers come back in?
Hopefully, but the answer is no. Apparently, after, because this is the episode where he goes and
Dexter's fighting Cyclops
in the quarry.
And Cybersec, whatever.
Yeah, and he's fighting in the quarry because fucking Cycloptor has a bike. And Cybersect is like, I am Android 16. Rocket punch. And he's like, fuck it, I can't take this. GTFO, bye.
Meanwhile, they're still there going,
Dex, Furbus is missing. He's like 1,000 feet tall running through the town. And should be stepping on cars and people.
But he's not.
He looks into a building in which his pupil is the same size as the window.
Should be.
But then when the guy turns around, since it's obviously
it's
TV
a screen,
set
yeah.
up as the window, you see his full face and he, takes a sip of coffee. So, then all of a sudden it's, oh, yeah, let me go fight those guys so I could go back and save Furbus.
Meanwhile, those guys are still there. Those guys are probably still
finish
standing
him off the first time!
Those guys are probably still standing there in the same spot.
Yeah, they're still standing in the same spot. Don't worry, he'll be back.
Don't worry, he'll be back.
He's coming. I know he's coming. I've been looking for you.
See? Told you.
See? Kamen Rider, cold form! Here's the gun. Blast, 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 blast. Oh, no, I have been defeated. Your little puny pea shooter won't get me. Yes, it will. Bang. Oh, no, my Nava computer. Whatever shall I do? I need to leave. The bike explodes. What?
His bike that upgrades and downgrades.
What? Give me a hell yeah. Sorry, anyway.
But anyway, his bike, that Cycloptor's bike, upgrades and downgrades.
Yeah, exactly.
But
either way, so fucking Chopper and Magnus, or
Magno,
whatever, they go and fucking Furbus picks up his toy car and toy motorcycle. Furbus, I got a cookie. If you put everybody down, I'll give you this cookie.
Woo!
Which is like literally the size of one of your fingernails, maybe.
If you had fingernails.
Yeah, maybe barely. I think he does. I think he's got, like, claw-like fingernails. Yeah. But, I mean, they're nothing to... Either way, yeah.
But, yeah, he puts them down.
So, yeah, he puts them down for the cookie. Guys, shoot him with the laser beams. So, not only does RX shoot him with the laser beam... Sorry, Masked Rider shoot him with the laser beam. But the bike shoots him with the laser beam. And the car shoots him with the laser beam. And, oh, since we put it on the lowest frequency, he just shrinks. Question? Hi, yeah, question? Thank you. Why don't you do that to the villains and, like, either shrink their ship so when the ship kind of collapses in on them and, like, crushes them to death so that way then they're, like, forced to GTFO and go fix everything and then they'll be back later? Or simply, like, I don't know, blow them the fuck out of the sky? Like, I know that your race now is, like, a peaceful, loving race. And, you know, as soon as my uncle came back and he showed up with his airship, he blew up all civilization and enslaved my entire race. Okay, you're on Earth, dude. This family is not normal. This family, you know, the mom, the dad, the kids, the white picket fence, that's not normal. Even for the 90s, that was not normal. 90s was the start of everybody's getting divorced because I don't love you anymore because, you know, fucking I found six other people who I can fuck who actually want to fuck me. I'm out. Like, you know, divorce rates and shit. Like, so happy-go-lucky family, that's not normal. So what you found is an abnormal family to take you in who is all loving and kind and, you know, happy to see each other. Okay, that's cool. But, you're still on the planet Earth. We have guns and knives and bombs and all sorts of shit. You know, rockets, grenades, yep. You know, machine guns, fucking tanks, which you've already fought like three tanks. They were evil, villainous tank monsters, but they were still fucking tanks. You know how weapons work. You've played video games, which most video games in the arcade were either Street Fighter-esque, where they're fighting games, or it's like battle simulators where you have jets and planes and shit that shoot guns and drop bombs and destroy people and fucking nuclear weapons and shit like that. You can't just blow them the fuck up on a planet who's used to seeing violence like that. And, oh, hey, you got rid of the bad guys who keep sending out monsters to blow up our city. Thank you. We love you. By the way, since you blew them up, that means that you got to be the bad guy. Go the fuck home. Because that's what you're doing at the end of the series anyway. You know how I know? Because the shit gets canceled.
So,
that was the first half, and hopefully I won't be as rageful next time.
Yeah, that was the first half of Saban's Masked Rider, and oh god, it sucked.
Look, hopefully when we come back... there we go. Hopefully when we come back to record next week, seeing as how, I'm pretty sure Shane and Nick should be here. Nick's gonna puss out. I know he is. Nick's gonna puss out. And he's gonna be like, I'm not fucking watching that shit. Even though he has access to my Netflix account. And I have all of Turbo on Netflix. Power Rangers Turbo's on Netflix. So he can watch it with me. But I know he's gonna bitch out because the next two things that we have to do is the Doctor review and Turbo, and hopefully once we get those two things out the fucking way, we can come back to this dog shit. And hopefully since Turbo sucks too.
Oh god.
So we've got shitty Turbo, and we have the other half of shitty Saban's Masked Rider. So you guys doing the Doctor's review is going to be your guys' own personal treat.
Actually, be a very, very heavenly comparison to...
Yeah, no shit. So I'm just going to be excited for, like, what's ups and fucking, you know, controller pile-ups, because, whoo, boy, do we have some shitty shows coming down the pipeline, and hopefully shitty show number two of Power Rangers Turbo will at least
the first
make,
half
of
Turbo.
Well, yeah, the first half of Turbo. Hopefully that'll make Masked Rider look, I don't want to say better, but marginally more acceptable.
And should we rate this first half?
There's my rating if you want to give it a rating. I figure we wait until we get down through the entire thing and go from there. Because, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, there's some of these episodes that are pretty fucking awesome. But then there's others where it's like, you know, normal, serialized... excuse me. Here's a random day in the life of...
And like I said, only like three or four are really important ones.
Yeah.
As far as like this first 20 batch.
Yeah, I know, but I want to know if we should count like the two-parters as like one full episode or two separates. Cause...
Oh, they're two separate ones.
Okay. All right, so then technically at that point there's episodes one and two, since that's a two-parter.
There's the golden ones.
Six and seven, which are the gold, so that's four. Him talking to his uncle is five.
Actually, he talks to his uncle in quite a few of them, so.
No, the one where he gets fucking tractor beamed up there.
Oh, okay, so that is 5, okay.
Yeah, yeah, so that'd be 5.
Maybe the Christmas one?
No, no, because in typical fashion, the Christmas and the Halloween episode, those are supposed to be like filler episodes.
Well, typically nowadays they get cut out of the sets, so.
Most of the time nowadays, yeah. Or they turn it into like its own special 1-hour movie event that plays on like, you know, Nickelodeon or whatever. Like, because what is it, fucking one of the Christmas ones? Almost like they did with Mighty Morphin Power Rangers where, you know, the green with evil is its own, like, arc.
Can be its own arc, yeah.
Yeah, like, literally they put, like, all 5 episodes, like, on one fucking VHS tape or, you know, in one special, here's a whole bunch of shit around it DVD. I noticed that they did that with some of the Christmas specials because I think it's, like, Samurai.
I know they did that with some Halloween ones.
Yeah, but I think they did that as, like, multiple... I don't know. But I know that, like, the Christmas ones, I literally have it on as a... fuck is it? It's a... like I said, I think it's Power Rangers Samurai. It's, you know, the fucking Christmas episode is like a special, like, 1-hour fucking Netflix movie type of thing. So, I mean, eh.
All right, so...
so, yeah, I say we do it later.
So that should be it for this episode?
I guess, because now I'm kind of thumbing through.
All right.
Ha!
What?
Oh, I'm thumbing through Facebook, and there's a fucking Hercules beetle holding a knife.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.